The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
It's a new day. A family in New York City mourning the loss of their father was shocked.
Oh, no, I heard this one.
When they went to attend his wake, and instead they found a stranger lying inside the coffin.
A different person.
Can you imagine?
I saw this headline yesterday, and I said, there's no way this is real.
Oh, it's real.
You walk into the funeral home for the first viewing of your loved one, and there's another person in the casket.
It ain't your dad.
What? How does that even happen?
Here's the man, son, Jose Luis Diaz, talking about what happened at the funeral home.
When we opened the coffin, we find another man. And they were trying, like, for hours, trying to convince us that he was our father. They say that they found, like, in the same week, another person with a similar name. We don't know where our father is at right now. They say that they cremated him, but we are not sure.
Is there a way to confirm that?
Can you imagine?
How does that even happen?
Either they buried the wrong guy or they cremated the wrong guy.
I mean, did they go to the Temu funeral home? What the hell?
Can you imagine?
You ever go to a funeral and, you know, you see people you know and you're outside and you're like, man, it really looks good. Looks good. This one, they're like, who the hell's that?
Who the hell? I'm telling you, it's either one or the other. Either he's buried or he got cremated, one of the two.
Have you seen, I don't know if it's on HBO Max or Netflix or one of them, have you seen that documentary series about that funeral home? I think it's out in the Midwest where they were cremating.
Oh, yes, and yes, they were, instead, yes.
They were only,
yeah, I watched that.
I knew you would have seen that. Mm. They were only supposed to put like two in the crematorium, yeah, and they were putting
like 20 of them, yeah,
at a time, and then the ashes were all getting mixed up with other people's ashes.
They were stacking bodies.
Right,
in the burner.
And then the guy went to prison, but he only went to prison, I think, for a short time.
Millions of dollars. Millions.
Right. And people, they put their faith in you that you're going to treat the body with dignity.
Yeah.
Good Lord. I don't think in this case, I don't think it was anything that was done on purpose.
No, it was definitely a screw-up, though.
But if they had similar names, right? If it was, you know, John Smith and John Smythe, and they got mixed up somewhere along the way.
I think somebody got cremated, because that's why nobody else complained with the other one.
Right, because it would have been a mix-up of two.
Yes.
So then the other people didn't realize
the
remains
was cremation.
Was a cremation.
Yeah.
So I wonder, can you test, like, can you do a DNA test on ashes?
Yeah, there's bones in there. I'm sure they can.
Jeez. Wow. That is messed up.
Wild.
Good Lord.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104.
It's a new day.